night, you guys. It's a not so crazy lady. It can't make sane out of crazy, and this is my first episode on Anchor. This is called Cons, Piracy, Episode 1, How Tucker Carlson and Trump Killed Me. See, I'm a domestic violence survivor. I've had pretty much every bone broken except my long bones. When I finally got away and I figured I was disabled, I couldn't work. I tried. Over and over again, I tried. And the headaches got so bad. And then I finally got to a point where I was on disability. It took me 7 years of heartache and starving and fighting so I could take a breath. And then Obama got elected. And then healthcare went freaking bananas, and I kept getting tossed aside because of one thing. Because I am somebody who has concussion trauma, PTSD. I suffer from headaches, backaches. Every morning, my first conscious thought is, ow. And I got to a point where I was working with other people so they could figure out if they were an addict, just looking for a good time, or if they were beaten and broken and just want a little quality of life, just some peace. Karma's a bitch, Tucker. I worked in nursing homes. You will get yours. You will get that big, fat, unfeeling, mean, sadistic nurse, and you will be powerless. And then you will remember my words. You have thrown me in the class of people who stick needles in their arms, and that is unfair. I have lost too many people in the last 5 months because they were refused their medication. I am now on a forced detox on a protocol I was on for 10 years. Before Christmas, I had plans to go to school. See, 7 years ago, I fell into a cactus during Obama's insanity. And I get pushed aside and aside. So finally, I just had to recover because nobody could comprehend falling into a cactus with thousands and thousands of thorns. So I was forced to suffer through that alone. And I just got on my feet, working with a mental health provider for 10 years, finally got some courage. Just before Christmas, I checked my appointment. I was suddenly dropped after I got my president elected. So Christmas wasn't real sure for me. And thank God I'm somebody who doesn't abuse their medication. I had worked this out with my mental health provider because we could not trust the mental health care system. And I had at least 45 days worth of medication to cover somebody else's negligence, where I had been passed from incompetent foreign doctor to incompetent foreign drug dealing doctors. One clinic supposedly was burglarized, and yet the physician had the nurses wipe the place down because, quote unquote, I don't trust you enough to not know it wasn't one of you. I've had to audit pharmacies because they accused me of picking up my medication when it was the pharmacist trying to steal it. See, the difference between drug addicts and patients is a patient will take its medication, his or hers, and then they go about their day. And then they realize, I'm in so much pain. What is wrong with me? Oh, yeah, I'm 5 hours late. We don't obsess on it. We get stolen from. We get preyed on. We get broken into. And yet, every single time, because some jackass across the country sticks a needle in his arm from drugs coming over from China and Mexico, you ought to be ashamed, Tucker Carlson. because this crooked system put a 93-year-old World War II Purple Heart recipient in the federal penitentiary so the state of Nevada could steal his property by sending in a junkie. And then the state accused him when somebody supposedly died. We're sick of this. I didn't stay on the straight and narrow and abide by the rules when I sign that contract every month at that pharmacy. I don't have a traffic ticket. I haven't had any problems. And yet, I had to quit school. I've lost 28 pounds, and I haven't left my house for more than 5 days in 3 months. So thank you very much, Tucker Carlson. Thank you. And President Trump, if you ever hear this, just because you've never had to take medication doesn't mean there aren't people who do. There are dying people being refused their meds. I'm suffering heart pain right now because you're not supposed to detox people this fast. You turn me into an addict. Up to that point, I'm just like somebody who takes diabetes medicine. You put a moral issue on it. I've obeyed that contract, and I'm tired of paying for other people's and the people in charge's crimes. I'm sick of it. It's discrimination, and I am contacting the ACLU. And there are people out there just like me. Pain is not a crime. Patients aren't criminals. And I watched you tonight, and I wanted to vomit. How dare you? You arrogant, uppity. That's right, Tucker, your time's coming. Your time's coming. You killed me, Tucker. You and your propaganda and your lies about where these drugs are really coming from. How dare you make it difficult for broken people, veterans, rape survivors, car wreck survivors, domestic violence survivors? You're a jackass, Carlson. You don't take into account the repercussions of your words. You're entirely too powerful, entirely too arrogant, and you need somebody to just knock you down a few pegs. If you keep this shit up, I'm gonna hold you personally responsible. You wanna ask somebody a question who takes medication? Get the balls to find somebody. Not so crazy lady out.